Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
When I told my dad a few years ago, Dad, your secret name had come out back in 2010, and I told my dad, I had no concept of certifying anybody on it. This was just going to be my book four. My book four, I'd written all the other books, and nobody got certified on any other books, but your secret name came out, and I'll never forget, David and I had a freedom conference at our church. And we said, what if we charge people a little bit more income on the front end of the ticket, and the night before, we have a meeting for people who want to be certified on it. And David, I don't know, but I think 15 people came. And 15 people said they read the book. It was the only 15 people that read the book. But the 15 people read the book, and they say, there's something here. We want to get certified on this. And David and I made this thing up. I mean, we really did. We said, great, you're a team member. Here's a small fee. Here's all my PowerPoints. Here's all my handouts. You keep 100% of your profits for life, okay? And you just go. And I'll tell you what, we began to see lives changed. In fact, my dad was the one who said, Carrie, are you sure you want to do that? You know, because dads are cool, moms are cool. But he said, man, you're the author. You put in all that work. This is your life's work. Do you really want to certify people on this? Don't you think that's a little unwise? What do you guys think? Good advice?
Yeah,
risky. Risky. A few months later, my three young kids and my wife, it's Sunday, the snow's falling outside, and it's family day. And trust me, when you got three kids under six, you get it, right? I mean, you're just trying to make it through the day, right? But you're playing games. My kids like bucking Bronco, where I become the Bronco, and they ride on my back. Crazy thing is, they're 13, 11, and 9. They still want me to play. Okay, so I'm having a little back issues. No, it's fun. So, but the goal is to knock them off my back, right? It gets pretty intense. But the point is this. I didn't check Facebook all day. That night, that Sunday night, after we had a wonderful day in our house with the fireplace, great meal, I think Greek chicken, it was fantastic. My wife cooked it. Here's the point. I look online and I see, oh my gosh, we had a Your Secret Name event in New Zealand today. Remember Elias? He led one in New Zealand. And then I look and I see, oh my gosh, Desiree had one in New Jersey this week. And then I said, oh wow, Pam Pippin in North Carolina had one in Bath. I think in Bath, North Carolina. Folks, while I played with my kids that day, three events happened and lives were changed. And they showed pictures. And there was this thing where there was this exercise where there was a cross and they put lies that they had believed about themselves. And like there were tears. And I mean, it was amazing. And I said, this is why we have a certification team. So that while I'm chilling with my family, they're out there not only earning income, but more importantly, they're earning influence and impact. And they literally have their own freedom conferences that day. Isn't that cool?
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.